Hallelujah. What a promise.
Amen. Brother Kern, would you come this morning and take up the tithes and offering?
Come in such a perilous time with deaths on every hand, sickness on raging through the land, Lord. You have made a way, Lord, that we could come and
yes,
hear Mother, the Word of God.
Amen.
Hear from her. We pray, Lord God, that word, Lord, that
yes,
will leave the lips of your servant this morning, Lord, may draw nigh unto us, Lord.
Yes.
Make more lesson into that stature that you want us to.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that you bless the tithes and offering this morning. Bless those hands that could give, those that cannot give, Lord. May it be used for the furtherance of your ministry. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus, Greater Than All My Sins, the key of C. It's greater than all my sins is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me free to praise Him. Oh, I know that blood's applied. I know that blood. Sets me free to praise Him. I know the blood applied. I'm walking in newness of life, and I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of. Let's all stand as Brother Donnie comes. It's greater than all my sins. It's the blood that still cleanses. It's the grace that still sets me free.
Day.
Amen.
Everybody's feeling good and a lot of smiling faces.
Amen.
Y'all just ain't looking at what I'm looking at. Let's give him a hand. It's good to see all of you back with us. We're going to be reading this morning from Proverbs. It's going to be Proverbs 31, 10 through, I think it's, yes, 10 through 31. Proverbs 31, verse 10 is where we're going to begin. And before we read, we need to go to the author and thank him this day. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and this gathering you have brought us to. And especially this being Mother's Day, what a special designation you have gave them that only they can supply and fulfill, Lord. And let us as men be grateful, Father, for their presence and the very life that they brought. And Father, I ask today that you just bless each one here in a special way. Bless the service today. Bless the word that comes forth. Bless the ears that hear the word, Lord, that it can be manifested, that your promises of your word can be fulfilled. That's our duty here in this end time. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the things. Asking, Father, that you just touch and bless that little bride around the world. And bless all those out in the world, Father, that's being afflicted by this virus that's come upon them. But, Lord, we know who sent it, and we know the reasons. And, Father, let us just move along about our business, taking in your word and becoming your word. Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to finish all of it up and become your word. So let it so, Father. Let it be so. We ask these things in your name. Send down your Holy Spirit to bless the service and bless the reading of the word. We ask it in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I had to borrow Brother Mark's glasses. Hope I can see through them here this morning. Who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands.
She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar.
She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens.
She considereth her field and buyeth with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard.
She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms.
She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night.
She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold to the staff.
She stretcheth forth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy.
She is not afraid of the smoke.
She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, and her clothing is silk and purple.
Her husband is known in the gates, so when he sitteth among the elders of the land.
She maketh the fine linen, selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants.
Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in times to come.
She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
She looketh well to the way.
Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her.
Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all.
Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that heareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. You may be seated.
Amen. The scripture there says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. We can all identify with that, right? The bride of Christ dressed by the word of God. Amen. Let's sing that song, I Bless Your Name, in the key of C. Lord, this morning, amen.
I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the truth, the way.
to be praised. I give you
the name of the Lord like his bride. Amen. Amen. Let's change the key to F and let's sing that song, You Are My All in All, before Brother Dale comes out this morning. See, you are all in all this morning. Full desire to give him the full preeminence. Amen. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, I want the Holy Ghost to rule, for you are my all in all. You see, you are all in all this morning. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. And when I fall down, you pick me up. And when I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all.
just worship him this morning, bride of Christ. Jesus, oh Lamb of God, oh worthy is your name. We just invite you in, Lord. Oh Jesus, oh you're the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Let's sing that last verse again. You're taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. And when I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. For you are my all in all. Let's all stand and just worship him.
So good to us. We're such a blessed people. Not only by just revelation, but by relationship. Amen. Knowing who that we serve a living God. You ready for the word this morning? I think we've created that atmosphere where the word should come forth and just find its place in each heart. Amen. Let's sing that, open the eyes of my heart as our brother comes this morning, the key of D.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Amen.
Jesus, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Oh, shining in the light of your glory. So pour out your power. Shining in the light.
Amen and amen and amen. I want to see him, don't you? Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see everybody in the house. We're not able to see downstairs or and all like that, but we're sure there's some there seating because they're missing from up here. So that's the part that we have to do to try to make everything do. We're going to try to abide by as much of the rules and regulations and things as they put on until it gets to a point of where it's crossing the wrong thing. We try to do the best we can. So we put up with it and everything like that. So just, we appreciate it. Glad to see the sisters here. Amen. Cause they're, we've been missing you. You know, we've had services and all, and we've done real good, and, you know, and the Lord's blessed us and everything, but we still miss our wives and miss the children and all of the ones that, you know, to be here. But we're glad you're here now. And as far as what we're doing from today on, we will be running regular services like we were from, you know, Wednesdays and then Sundays and things. So that'll put it to where you can make your schedules, make everything right of what you're doing. We're just trying to serve the Lord and to do what we can. Make sure now that you follow the deacons and the things. They're set to where that everything is right, to where you coming in, going out, and all like that. Make sure all of that is done correctly. And don't just, when the service ends, don't just turn and start out like we've been at it. We're going to have to keep from being that big crowd going back. So the deacons and things will come to the rows. You know, we're going to be uptown. We're going to escort you out. So don't go, don't turn and run out, you know. Wait until somebody comes to escort you out the door and let you go down. That way it won't be everybody crowded at once and all. And remember what we're trying to do as much as possible to stay you know, so much apart, whatever we can do, until, things change on that. So keep all of this in mind. Don't be trying to, I've always been one, and this is contrary to my rule, because I'm the kind of a person that always have been wanting to welcome the people and greet you, and I've been a lot of places, and this is way back. And shook hands with people and hugged her neck when found out later they didn't believe in that there. But you know what? It didn't take long. I got them to believing in it, or at least they'd abided by it and done it, you know, because they would do it with me. But, you know, just try to make your contact as much, as least as you can, and everything with each other, and talk and fellowship together, but try to do everything. You don't have to get out there and spin around and around to try to find out who's closest to you. Just be, you know, let everything be done decently and in order to where we can do it. All right. If you like turning your scriptures, turn in Mark, the 4th chapter of Mark, and then we're going to go to Hebrews 11:40. All right. So is there any other announcements? Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I've got all of that down here. So we thank you for all of the mothers. And we appreciate all of you that has been to the part. We're going to try to speak on a last part of our message if we can today, and it will be related to, you'll see it be related to the sisters of the church. All right. So if you'd like to follow along with us in Mark 4. Father, we thank you for your grace and your love. We thank you for the day and the hour that we have. Thank you for being you. We just ask you now that you'd come among us, Lord, and that you'd be with us. Thank you for the opportunity for the sisters and all the others to be back gathered together to where we can be in fellowship together in you, together in a house where we can call it your place that you asked. We set it aside for you, so you just take care of it. You keep all of the sicknesses away from the people and everything, Lord. Remember those that are sick. The different ones, Lord, Brother Collie, Brother Darty, and Sister Johnny and Sister Jean, Lord, be with them. Be with Brother Dale and Sister Mary. All of these, Lord, just remember each one. And just take care of them. Just keep those old sicknesses away from your little bride around the world. because that's your promise unto us that you said you wouldn't let the enemy come in and take over. So we believe you and we trust you and we depend upon you. Have your way, forgive our sins, and lead us by thy grace and love in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to go to Mark. This is where we're used, but we'll try to tie it together and bring the message to a close if we can. Mark 4, verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the corn, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Now you see what he's talking about? It's going to be there. When it comes to this full corn in the ear, then the sickle is placed in, gather. All right. Now Hebrews 11:40, which is a scripture we use for many, 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 many services. But God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. You know, I do see something. The families are sitting together. And sometimes, you know, you look around and you see in the regular services, we'd see one over here and one over here and one back there and one over here. Everybody didn't have a regular seat like that. They just sat down where they wanted to. But this is kind of putting maybe a little contact into the point. But what I want to do now today, I want to, if I can, and you know how that is, maybe 10 more services, but I want to try to bring this series to kind of conclusion that we've been talking about for many months, and there in Hebrews 11:40, that they without us cannot be made perfect. And the whole, everything we know is groaning according to Romans 8, waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the living God. And, you know, a time is here. It has to be a place, a position or something. We're not saying the end of the world is here. We've never taught nothing like that. We've always just kind of held things to be what it is. But there will be an end of all things, and I do believe that we're in the end, and that a lot of this that's going on now among the world, around the world, I say that it is the plagues and the things that was spoke of by the Bible, spoke of by the prophet to come, you know, and how things would be here in our last days. All right, but we are not a doomsday, quit this, or scared to death. We ought to be the happiest people in the world. Now, I mean, that's as honest as I can make it. We ought to be a Christian, or to be the happiest time now, right, of any time you've ever been in the message. Because we're here to end. How long? That's none of business. But we're here at the end of all things that's come upon us, and it's happening, and all like that. And just watch it around the world. I wouldn't be talking. You've never heard me say things like that, but you've never seen a time when the entire world was affected by the situation the way it is now. And, you know, so that has to be meaning that it's there, it's finishing, we're at the end of all things. We're not worried. As I said, we should be happy and say, thank you, Lord, come and finish up what's to be done and get us out of here. We've looked for this. We've longed for this. We started with our Christian journey and the baptism of the Holy Ghost in our heart to be happy and joyous, that no matter how bad the situation gets, life and troubles and everything, it's there for us to be happy, because we're Christians. We're born again believers. We're in being in the place, you know, that God can come and live in us and get this finished up. So that's that we should be thrilled about it instead of sad about it. You know, now humanly speaking, we don't know what's going on. I don't claim to know. That's where, you know, I don't claim to know this is so and so and this is so and so. No. We just walk day by day. And just be what it is now, and then it'll finish up, and God will make it manifest the way it's supposed to be. All right. But we're going to try to speak a little message to be related to Mother's Day, because we appreciate all of you, the mothers of the church, because, you know, it is a wonderful situation. And I've made my emphasis, I hope, over the years on enough to get you to realize that we really appreciate true Christian sisters.
Yes.
Now, that's something to have children to, you know, that can look to their parents and see in their parents, you know, the love of God in trying to raise them into being sons and daughters of God to be, you know, good people. That's what our point is always have been. And a lot of emphasis is made in the Bible, especially after we came into the message. We didn't, you know, we studied the things, we talked about the things while we were there in our denominations. But ever since I've been in the message, the emphasis is more to the sisters. All right? Because it is the basis that you are the mothers of each one, you know. And it's your part. You're doing your part and all like that. Like I always tell you, you know, you go down to Walmart and you walk around, an old man, he walks around, it doesn't matter, you know, he how he looks, I mean, you know, and all like that. Joyce did get on to me one time because I had my pants, my painting pants on, and I was in Walmart walking around. But still, you know, not a lot said about that. But when a sister's walked down through Walmart or anywhere, they're recognized. The hair, the dress, the mannerisms, the things, you know, are dressed and honored and welcomed among people. Because it is, you know, you are the mothers of all. And it was connected. And see, I've always even taught you this, that, see, that you say, well, Adam was the first creation. That's right. But without Eve, there would have been nothing to have taken place. Without a woman to put into the position, you wouldn't have had no worry about naming animals or what you're doing or what everything was to be done. You wouldn't have to worry about what this is or that is. But then when you put the woman in there, you know, we get into a lot in the message ranks that a lot is condemning the women for their ways. And maybe that's true. I mean, if it needs to be condemned, it needs to be spoke out against. All right. That's true. You know, if women are not dressing right and acting right, you know, looking right and trying to be what they're supposed to be, then it ought to be rebuked. You know, it ought to be. But what about the men, too? They just don't leave us men out because, see, we've got our part to go, too. All right. But that's the point I want you to think about today, because we have spent quite a while talking, you know, speaking about the basis of they without us cannot be made perfect. All right? We went through that, covered many, many different ways and avenues, and coming to find out that, you know, the whole world is now waiting on you and I.
Right.
What about that? The whole world, everything. Do you think the natural world out there today, if they knew who it was that was, you know, it's horrible, right? It's horrible. I mean, deaths on everything all the way around the world. But you just think what it would be if the little bride wasn't here. Right? You realize that they're right now saying if they knew what they was doing, they would be glorying and they'd be bowing down to you and saying, you know, stay here with us, because without you being here, we don't have no hopes. All right? Because there's no promise to the world of anything. It's only promise to the bride. All right? And see, that little bride, then she should be honored. She should be, as I tried to emphasize there in one of the messages, you know, when you go through a wedding, then the whole procession, or what you call it, the whole thing is related around the bride and her coming in and her dressing, her clothes, you know, everything. And all, it's all pointing toward her.
Right.
Well, that's a great honor. That's a great thing that we should honor it like that. All right? But you see, that goes from the natural now into the spiritual. Okay? From the natural to the spiritual. See, in the spiritual, I believe God's waiting on his bride. That's what your prophet said, he's waiting on you and I. Well, why can't we believe that and not be down and out about the times and situations, but to realize that he is there with us no matter what?
Amen.
He's promised to be there. All right? And I've never seen him fail, have you? I mean, we've seen him everything in the world to come forth and manifest himself in our day. Well, there's no need of getting down and out about it now and all. But to be happy in God, to realize that this has happened to where it should be. All right. Just get that little point in your mind. That's the thought I have to you as the sisters. We honor you. We cherish you and all. And we don't have to put it. We don't do everything here. You know, we try to do it on the basis of sisters. We count sisters as sisters. You don't have to be a mama to be a sister. You know, that's not the point. You don't have to be that way. You can, you know, you're a sister in Christ. All right. And we honor you, young, old, or whatever. We honor the sisters because you are cherished among us. So think on that. All right. Now, what I want you to think on is a situation that Brother Branham, I ask you to read or to study, listening, the masterpiece. And there's two of them on the Seed Not Air with Shuck. I ask you to go through them and read them and study them. And then let's talk a little bit about it, because after all of the foundational part, I make it as an if to you. If it is true that the whole world is waiting on the bride of Christ, all right? If it's true that all the world's waiting on the sons and daughters of the living God, all right? Then in them waiting on that to manifest who we are, see, then that little bride is the most valued part there is.
Amen.
But to find her day, all right? Now, we went through talking about the bride of Christ. We don't, as I said, we don't just pound on the women and glory on the men. We talk about the body of Christ.
Amen.
The bride of Christ, which is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, which is male and female. We're all feminine in the body of Christ, right?
Amen.
You understand that. We're all male or whatever we are. We're feminine in the body of Christ. Our part is to be a wife, not to be a husband, but to be a wife. All right. And to serve him as to be that part, and don't you worry about it. He'll serve you. He'll take care of you. But my point now is today is thinking about, you realize without the bride, there would be no hopes. Without the finishing up of God's word is my whole point. Okay? Now, trying to get a thought, because I didn't want to study this. I put down just a few notes and just run off some few things to hand out for you to think about something. But I wanted to just speak on it as to be, as from a Mother's Day situation and honor and, you know, respecting the sisters, to bring it down to the finishing up of the, where it says, they without us cannot be made perfect. All right. Now, meaning the bride, as long as she's here, as we study, God's going to be here. He's going to take care of us, so we don't have to worry about that. We're not concerned. But what we're concerned with is honoring him, or obeying him, or being what he wants us to be. All right. And then take the message and study it from that to see what it's talking about. And what I want to be talking now is, you've heard the word used, and if you listen to the couple of messages I ask you, you heard Brother Brown speak a lot about carriers. You know, he even says the denominations were carriers. And you know they were? When you don't know them denominations, see, you're blanking out totally what's being thought, the thought that I'm trying to progress to bring to you. See, the Baptist was the move of God for the day. The Methodist was the move of God. I'm saying move of God. All right, you understand me? They were the people of God. They were part of the body of Christ to be made manifest in the day they were living. All right? But yet knowing that there was more to come. Okay? All right? See, then being a carrier is not a bad thing. Mary carried the word. Right? She carried the word. She brought forth the word. All right? The denominations for their day were carriers. But we want to put it, no, they're out. They're out of this. That's where you're missing it. You can't study the message and do like I asked you to read it. If you did, you read it over and over where Brother Branham was talking about Luther, Wesley, Pentecost. And he said, how did they start it out? See, Luther started out in the right, but then he denominated. Now, not Luther, the Lutheran. See, not him. He stayed with the word as much as he could until the day he was dying, I guess. Then it comes into Wesley we talk about. See, then come into Azusa Street on Pentecost. They were each displaced. They were not the full word. You say, yeah, no, wait a minute. You're now listen to what I'm saying. It says there in the scriptures that you have it this way, you have it this way. But it says then the full corn in the ear. In other words, a full ear of corn. A full ear of corn is not a green ear of corn either. A full ear of corn is corn that's ready to be replanted if necessary. It has a twofold part of it. It can be replanted right then if it's full, if it's fully matured, dried, all right? But it can also be ground up and made into bread to eat. So it has a great situation. And like I've tried to tell you, see, then Luther, he couldn't produce all of it. He'd done the best he could do. He brought it forth. And for the day, it was the word of God and the move of God for that hour. Baptists moved in, Methodists, Presbyterians, all kind of groups came in, and they started out as being the word for that day. But yet, things went wrong. Before, Brother Run said, before they could go on and produce and God could come to his bride, he said Satan entered their end. All right, that's what's happened in the last days. See, that's why we're here so many years after the prophet going off the scene. Why? Because Satan has moved in. All right? And he's pounding away at this little bride, now doing it in the natural. But it's coming in the spiritual. Don't worry about it. It'll be here. But think about it now. Brother Branham calls Luther a carrier. Because, see, a carrier, it means really what you're saying to line up with the spiritual application, that Luther was not the full word. He had the word for his day. It was the seed of God for the day. It was the part of the bride of Christ for that day. But he didn't go on and finish it. Huh? Wesley was part of the word. But he didn't go on and finish it. The greatest of Azusa Street was part of the word. But it didn't go ahead and finish it. All right? So now when you're talking about something that's... I'm hoping this will come to the right point, but... When you're talking about a carrier, that's something that's taking place of or standing in of, you know, and being and do it. Luther, he didn't finish it. Wesley didn't finish it. Azusa Street didn't finish it. But there's a bride in the last days. It's not to be part of the word. That's why Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 7 had to come into being. That's why the prophet had to come to bring the message. His message was to bring the bride to the full maturity. All right. Not if there was anything wrong. I'm right here standing, and I would have been happy to have been brought forth in the days of Martin Luther if I'd have been in the word of that day. Wouldn't you? I would have been glad to have done that. I've been glad to have been, for God to put me in any age as long as I'm part of the bride of that age. All right? You get what I'm talking about? It doesn't matter what age it is, as long as I'm part of the bride of that age. I'm happy to be what I am. But then I'm happy that he chose me to be what I am. You realize he chose you to be to finish this thing up. He chose you to be the word. Not saying that Luther wasn't the word, but it was just part word. He proved it by the fact that they went on denominated and died off. All right? See, it proved what it was. But next thing would come, Wesley, next would come, and proving what they were, but they would die and go on because there was not the full word. But somebody's not going to die. Amen. And you remember now that we tried to bring that out in the message over and over, they without us. You realize the whole bride of Jesus Christ is hinged upon whether or not somebody can receive the word and believe it and become it for where we're at right now. Amen. Luther's word was great. Wesley's was great. Pentecost was great. I'd have been happy to have been in any of those ages. You'd say, well, I wouldn't want to have been back there in them Pentecostals. No, I would have. I'd have been happy if God chose me for that age. But he didn't choose me for that. He chose me for the end time. He chose you to be here. He chose a prophet to bring a message, but he chose a bride. You remember how we brought it out in the last service? Huh? You remember how it was, the sheaf wave? All right. Now, what was the purpose of the sheaf wave? Whatever was standing there waving, remember, the high priest, when we started off in the first during Canaan, then it got into individuals after them. But there was that sheaf being waved to show that there was a whole field full of wheat. Amen. You remember that? Yes. See, the purpose of it to show, all right, they without us cannot be made perfect. If somebody is reaching the position, then it shows that the rest of the field is there. When the prophet brought his message, I don't care if it's 50 years later, you know, from the time he went off the scene, the message is still alive. That's the greatest of all. See? The message is still alive to the people of the end time that believe it, and they're thanking God for it, those that are really into the word. Because why? Because we're not to be just part of the word. The last age is not to be just part. Remember, I was thinking on the you know, I will restore the years of the cankerworm, locust, caterpillar, and all. He promised to restore it. All right? And to go into that, you go into what Wade was talking about, see, that you got three stages, and then you got to go into the fourth to finish in our day, because number four is, sure, you can call number four an Antichrist number, but it's also a restoration number. It's a number of restoration. You got four combat beasts. I'd hate to take out the fourth one. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you hate to take out, if you say, well, we don't want that to be four number, so we're going to take one out. Make sure you don't take the last one out, for heaven's sake. You'd be in a lot of trouble, right? All right, but you're following my point. My point is one thing. A carrier can be a part of anything. All right? It carries that on. It takes it forth. Just like in the garden. You got in the garden now. The Wade's got doing there at the house, and the corn's about that high, see? All right? Now, it don't look like corn. It does to our mentality of our words and thoughts. It looks like corn. It don't look like, you know, okra or beans or whatever. But get the point. But it's not full. It won't be full until it's the full corn in the ear. And as I said a moment ago, it won't be full until you've got an ear of corn that is capable of the two-part thing. One, either to be replanted and come forth, or to be ground up to make bread. You couldn't do that in any age. Now, are you listening? You'll see that what it means, but the prophet would be over and over, keep on talking about a part. Luther then was a part of this. But there has to be an age when it's a full of it. It's all coming to full maturity. All right? And in doing that, it's in the day when the bride realizes who she is and what she's here for. And to realize that if there is to be an end time, it must be here. If not, where's it coming from? All right? So you don't go and take corn, right? Wade, look at you and say, well, what do you got there? I got some corn. Well, that don't look like corn. It does in the stage where it's at in part, because it's two shoots run up. But it don't look like an ear of corn. And just, if you don't get nothing out of the message today, just remember that one thing. To be any talking about the Word of God in its fullness, you got to be able to plant what you got or eat what you got. You know, you got to have it to the basis that you can see the day and the hour that you're living. And that day and the hour is putting it to the basis of the Word. Luther had the word of his age, right? But he didn't have the full maturity of your, he was just the two shoots running up or something, you know. All right? You can say that's corn. Sure, that's corn. But don't go out there and gather it. You got to wait until everything comes to full maturity. Once it comes to full maturity, then you've got a full ear of corn ready to be either ground to make food or to be eaten, you know, as to what you need to do of it. I want that part in your mind. And you'll see why Brother Branham would call them carriers. I remember when I first heard him making those statements, I thought, that don't sound right to say that Luther was a carrier. Wesley was a carrier. And he even says Mary to represent Azusa Street, that Mary was a carrier. He said she was not the seed. Now listen to it. Said the seed was in her. She's not the mother of God, he said. The seed was in Mary, right. She gave birth to the seed, but that didn't make her the full-grown seed either. Come on, you got to get Jesus Christ birthed, which means the full word. What is the full word? Get over to the last of Masterpiece and look at him as he's talking about the seals and the opening of the seals and the things that's coming forth and how that is coming into full maturity in this day. Because this is not a carrier. The day's not a carrier. Come on, now listen to what your prophet said. So I got him here if you want me to read it. There's nothing past Mary. There's no other move. Come on. You say, yeah, but whatever. You're getting the point, but listen. There is no women, no mother, no point of past Mary. She's the last because she gives birth to Jesus Christ. Azusa Street was the last manifestation to give birth to Jesus Christ. And they did. But that didn't make them Jesus Christ. It didn't make them God. But somebody's got to have that other. There is a life stage to be made manifest. Somebody has got to be there. There had to be a people to manifest Luther's message. Right? There had to be a group of people to manifest Wesley's message. Right? There had to be a people to manifest Azusa Street, Pentecost. Right? All right, come on. There's got to be somebody to make manifest the full word of God. Amen. You've had your prophet.
Yes,
he's come and done his part.
Right.
He's manifesting his whole part.
Yes,
it was done. His day is finished.
Amen.
All right. See, but there's not another woman to be able to put it there. Because Mary was the last, the prophet said. There's no manifestation past Mary as far as people. That's why you got, Hagar, Sarah, and Mary. That's as far as you go. Because, see, you got to go justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then the Word. Right? And see, then that's what it is, not carriers in this day. We're not a carrier. I know that's going to go hard on a lot of people's thinking because you're thinking I'm trying to make something greater than what Luther and Wesley. I am. So get on to it. Listen. The Word of God is the great thing. The Word of God in this day. We are the people to make manifest the last move that there is to the Gentile dispensation. Are you following me? Somebody's got to make it manifest. Somebody's got to be that last part. But the last part can't be a carrier. Because a carrier will always signify a part and not a fullness. See, Brother Branham said, and one of them, he said, when the bride begins to say, I and my father are one and these other things. See, that's why they're going to come after you. They wasn't trying to come after the people back in the Old Testament, but when the Lord Jesus stepped out there and said, I and my father are one, they was ready to kill him because they knew what he meant. All right, now if you'll listen, swallow. If you think it'll ever be a persecution on the people of this bride in any form to try to do, then realize what you're doing. Something's got to bring that to pass.
Right.
Right. You're going to bring it down on your own self if you don't know it. By being what you are is going to bring the church system after us. If not, what is it?
Amen.
Somebody tell me. I've preached this 50 years. What? One thing to know, that the bride of Jesus Christ, what you and I, the preaching, the living, the doing that we bring in this day is going to bring the world after us.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
They're going to bring it after us. They're gonna try their best to close us out. Why? Because we're gonna preach contrary to them.
Right.
Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, listen. You'd never hear a denominational person claim that the denominations were carriers.
Right.
You think the Pentecostals would say they were just carriers? Brother Brown said that's what it was. He said the Baptists was carriers, the Methodists, you know, read the book. Carriers of the Word. But somebody's got to be the Word.
Amen.
The full Word.
Amen.
Because that's what the Scripture said that we read. The full ear. The full corn. In the ear. See? Now, Luther and them manifested the day they were living. They were there. That was the time and the hour they were living. And they made it manifest. And God honored that. See, then it denominated and died because they didn't go on. But this last day, there's no place to denominate it. Brother Run said, you can't denominate this message. He said, now they'll organize it into Laodicea, but you can't denominate this message. Why? Because it's back to the Word. How can you denominate the Word? You can denominate anything that stays in the line of carriers, because that's only part Word. But when it comes to the point that you come to the pure Word, there's no carriers involved. It's finished. Amen. The bride of Jesus Christ is standing here in the last days. Yes. To finish up. Amen. To finish up what? Did Brother Branham say it this way? He said, let's see, spoken word original seed. He said Jesus never finished his work while he was here. You remember that? He said there was things that he didn't finish. You say, yeah, he did. No, he didn't. He didn't finish the message. See? Brother Branham come to finish the message more than the Lord. Now, you're going to swallow hard to take this one down, but take it. Brother Branham come to the point of finishing up the message more than even the point of the Lord Jesus and him. To, why? Because it wasn't time. The Lord Jesus preached the seals, right? Come on. But he couldn't make it manifest. Why? Because it wasn't time. Right? Where was it to be time at? Here, where we're at. See? If he had brought that forth and finished it up, you wouldn't have Malachi 4 and Luke 17, 30 and all like that. You wouldn't have those things to be involved. Come on. But he brought the word that was to be brought, left it in that form until the prophet could come in the last days and take us on into the full word, the full maturity. Right? Of the corn then. How many of you remember what we were talking about the other day about it? See, when the children of Israel entered Canaan land, they ate of the old corn of the land. I preached that about 40 years ago. The old corn of the land. The manna ceased. Read your Bible. The manna ceased. The manna that carried them through the wilderness all the time that they lived by. When they entered the land of Canaan, the Bible says, the manna ceased. Why? Because the old corn is a greater, deeper depth of the word. It's not as wrong. It's a deeper depth of God's word. It was full maturity. You got to get into the promised land. Canaan was the promised land, which was a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But what follows the baptism of the Holy Ghost then? Into the word. Right? So that's why you say the four. You see, I know I've had discussions with people. Oh, four is Antichrist. I quote Brother Branham. Before is also restoration. Tank of worm, palm worm, locust, caterpillar. Justification, sanctification, baptism, Holy Ghost, and the full word. Adoptions, stature of perfect man, the things you want to use. Making it to that way. But listen, the old corn is a full gathered ear. Come on. Like I said, you don't think maybe a lot of times about it, but maybe an old farmer would think more about it. You know, you need some cornbread. You look out in the field and you see a whole field full of corn, big old ears this big, you know, yellow and sweet. And I'm going out there and get me some of that and cook me some cornbread. You're going to mess up. You can go cook what you got out there, and you can eat what you got out there, and live by what you got out there. But when they come to the old corner of the land, the land was ready to be gathered. You don't gather in mature corn. Come on. You say, well, I'm going out here and get me some corn. That's good. But you're going to eat it right then or it's going to rotten. You take the good corn, you got to wait until it's like November here. See, most people wouldn't even think about that. You're done finish. But November, somewhere along in there, and in our area, your corn starts getting to enough that you could go out there and pull it off the stalk. But remember, because you pull it off stalk, you better not take it up to the grinder. Even though it's dry, but it ain't dry enough. You know what you done? We put it in the barn. Spread it out because you don't let it be green. If it's green, it's going to rotten and mess up. So you spread it out in your barn and left it for another month or two. Then you could go gather it, pick that up, take it down to the mill and have it ground up. It's got to be fully grindable. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to get it to the bases to where it can be eat or planted. You can take that corn that you've got in about December, somewhere in the month of that, and you can take the corn and go down there and get it out of your belt and go plant it. Why? Because it's a dried ear of corn. It's full. It's in the corn. It's done. It's corn. But it can also be made into bread. Right? See, because that's why your old corn of the land, it was already done. It was ready to be harvested and getting ready to be, you know, cooked and all. Might still have to lay it up for a while because it's got to be that way. But when you get that part, then you can eat it. That's the word. This message is it should be drying. You remember what he's talking about, how that the up in the top of the trees is your prettiest fruit. See? Because that's the day and the hour that we're living. Listen, sisters, listen to what I'm saying. I'm bragging, talking about you as a woman in representation of a bride of Jesus Christ. God has been waiting on you and I. He's done his job. He's brought all he's promised. Right? Show me something else he's promised. Show me something else in the Bible that's promised. There ain't no woman past Mary. See, Mary was the one that said it, and when you use it in the correct time, she said, be it unto me according to thy word. That's what brought forth the birth of Jesus Christ. When she said it that way. There's no woman after then. Why? Because the next stage is the seed. She had to give birth to seed, right? Give birth. She gave birth to the word. She carried it 9 months and birthed the word, right? But she wasn't the word that away. He said, no, that don't sound. All right, you read what the prophet said and let's see you say it. Because that's what he keeps saying. He says, Mary, I know it's 4 or 5 times. He said, Mary is not the seed. He said she was a carrier. What's he talking about? He's talking about if there's nothing past Mary. As quick as she gave birth to the word, that settled. But you can see she was a carrier because I'm looking at the prophet. What happened to Mary when she denied the Lord Jesus? as the virgin birth. You'll see she was a carrier. She denominated it. That's what your prophet said. Because, see, that's what happened. When they went over and come back, you know, and started in, and she said, where was Jesus? And they found him and said, I must be about my father's business. Brother Brown said the biggest mistake she ever made was saying that. Because she was denying him to be the virgin birth. He was denying the virgin birth of the word that she had given birth herself to. And Jesus corrected her. The word. That's why Brother Branham had to come in the end time for that word to be able to come back and rebuke everything. He rebuked every denomination that there is. All of them. And coming down especially to the Azusa Street. Rebuking them for denying the word. All we got to do is just eat the word. God has given it to us. What else would we want? What else do you need? Then to just eat the word as he brings it to us. You see, that's why to me, I like it as a Mother's Day. Because he's waiting on the bride to come to full maturity. Come on, he's standing in Revelation 1, but when he gets over to 12 and 13, what does he say? One standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, girt about the pouch with a golden girdle. Brother Run said that was the bride. So everything has been waiting on the bride. And you are that bride. When are we going to realize it and say, thank you, Lord? Married to him who is the Word. We don't have to look for another message to come. No. No, there's no such thing as another message to come to try to perfect the people or what. It's this message made alive is a perfection. This message is the Word. It's the fully matured word. Whereas Luther, you would call him part word. Wesley, you'd call him part word. Even Azusa Street, you'd call it part word. But Brother Branham wasn't part word. Come on. I said that to reason I meant it. He wasn't part word. No way. He brought the full word. Not making him the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was not. He said, don't you do that. But he brought the pure, unadulterated word. What are we waiting on? Maybe that's what's taking place now. Maybe this is the final getting ready to go away. Are we ready? Because remember now, there's no move past Mary. You go back to the Word. Remember what we've been teaching now for months. The bride of Jesus Christ is the Son of Man.
Amen.
The Word made flesh. The bride of Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We went over it and over it and over it to make sure you wouldn't misunderstand. But have you really listened to that? You realize what I've been teaching all of these years? The bride of Jesus Christ is God made manifest in another form. There has to be somebody make the word live. If not, there's nothing to wait on.
Right.
See, when the bride realizes who she is and starts tightening up on that word, Satan's going to come after her.
Amen. That's right.
You say, well, Brother Dale, the best thing to do is just shut up. No. It's like fire in my bones. How can I shut up? How can I stop talking about something that almost 50 years ago that the Lord spoke to me and showed me that the bride of Jesus Christ would be the Son of Man? The Word made flesh. Not a carrier. Son of Man is not a carrier. Son of Man is the Word. The fullness of the Godhead bodily in bride form is what's going to bring Satan after you and I.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
And we worried about whether or not they can do this or whether or not they can do that? All right. But think about it. You understand what I've been saying then? They without us cannot be made perfect. Who? Us? Us? The bride. The little bride. God is looking at that little bride. And he's saying, just come on. You remember how the prophet saw her when she was in the visions and things? It's in one of the See Not Ever the Shuck. When he saw the vision of the woman, you know, and saw the everything. He said in the last ones, they was kind of getting out of line. He was hollering at them. Right. To get that word lined up, seeing them struggling to try to line up. Think on these things. Carriers are wonderful, but they have their day. But the bride, she doesn't stop as a carrier. She becomes the Word made manifest.
Amen.
The Word made manifest is the Son of Man. I didn't realize that you're not listening. You're trying to make Son of Man something else. You're trying to make it some other point. Listen to what I'm talking about. The Son of Man is the Word. Why can't we say we're the Word?
Amen.
When are we going to start saying we're the Word? Then you're going to see it, because when the bride begins to say, I and my Father are one, and these other things, the shuck, he said, is going to pull away. Well, don't you think that it's kind of pulled away? I ain't talking about just from a Lula and a little. I'm talking about worldwide from the bride. Because that's where it's going to be. It ain't just Lula. But I'm glad to be a part of it.
Amen.
I count myself to be a part of it. I count myself to be the point that it's. That I've held on for almost 50 years screaming at the church and hollering, trying to get us to realize who we are. Because it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Whatever we are, he made us that. He chose us. That's what I said. I'm glad to be here. I'd have been glad to have been in Luther's day. I wouldn't have been dissatisfied with it as long as I knew I was part of the Word of that day. And I'd have no doubt whether or not I was standing by what Luther was teaching. What are you talking about? What are you thinking about? What are you looking for? Well, I don't know what they're going to do. We're in such bad problems and all like that, yeah. The natural seed was only a carrier of the spiritual seed. The natural seed was only a carrier of a spiritual seed. Typing it, showing it, coming down through. See? Mary was a carrier of the Word. I'm reading what he says. This is from Seed Not Air with a Show. Taking the great thing of who Mary, she was only a carrier. Mary was not the seed. Now you see what he's talking about. The seed would be the fourth stage, which is the revealed word. That was the Lord Jesus Christ and still is the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary, she was only a carrier. Mary was not the seed. She was a carrier of the seed. But she had nurtured, brought forth out of her womb, just like the shuck, brought forth from the womb, the real seed. I'm trying to find one. Let's see. Okay, yeah. But when you come to say, I and my Father are one, and these other things, the shuck pulls away from it. But the real, genuine bride church will bring forth the entire Word of God in His fullness, and its in its fullness, and in its strength, for He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The bride of Christ. We're not to be a carrier. We're not to be a carrier of God's word. We are supposed to be the word that's alive in this day. Not a carrier. The word that's alive in the day that we're living. You see, it's why some Mother's Day is a great thing. Because you see, there's got to be a bride. You can talk about the bride of Luther, bride of Wesley, bride of Pentecost. But it's got to be a bride. Not one person, not one group, not one, a worldwide bride is going to be the word. You say, well, I just don't see it. Well, you wouldn't see it if you're standing back there with the Lord Jesus Christ. When are we going to get away from that? If, because I don't see something, does that mean it's not real? Are you about like that guy was out there? You know, get Brother Moat to tell you about that old guy named Dozer at General Motors. And back there in the 60s, you know, and they went to the moon and everything. And old Dozer, he said, he dipped snuff big on that. He said, they didn't go to the moon. They just went out there in the desert somewhere. He said he didn't believe it. Well, you know Brother Brannerman, what he says when people say, well, I don't believe that. He says it wouldn't fire you. Does that put it stiff enough? I've taught 50 years on one thing. Do you believe it? That the bride of Jesus Christ in the last days would finish up as being the full Son of Man, made manifest in a group of people to make her the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Do you believe that? Can you believe it? Because you see, if you can believe it, you're part of it. Well, if you can't believe it, you're not part of it.
That's right. Amen.
Right? Amen. I'm not trying to throw no stones or slap nobody around to make them believe something. I'm just trying to tell it like it is. Amen. Do we believe who we are? Well, why look for something else when we know where we're at and where we're standing?
Amen.
That's right. And see, then don't worry about the enemy. Because this thing, if it don't happen pretty quick, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody's fussing this way and fussing that way back, but you remember one thing. This economy can't keep going like it's going. This thing can't keep running like it's running. Something's got to take place. It'd be a perfect time for the Catholic Church to step in and pay off our debt. I'm not saying that's what they're going to do, but I'm saying there's one thing about it. Your prophet said one day they will. Okay, I can say one day they will. Well, And see, then what are we going to do? Who would have ever thought 6 months ago that you'd have had trouble getting to church? You know, problems and different things. Who would have thought that you would have had a whole world brought to its knees? Not over one little virus. Come on, church, wake up at least a little bit. It ain't one little virus where it bothers me. It's one little bug that is eating away. The cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust, the caterpillar. That little bug that's eating away at this message. Trying to destroy the effect of the word. That's what I'm talking about. What about it? Mother's Day. We found that perfect mother now. This message will produce a bride. Amen. She'll be the Word made flesh. Because He promised it. Come on, musicians. He promised it. He said it would take place. And it's here. Appreciate these girls and all coming in and playing today and all. We've really missed you. We missed all of you sisters, you know, and your musicians and things like that. Because, you know, we can do pretty good, but it's still not as good as the... as it sound today. I was just sitting there meditating a little bit when Brother Joe walked in. It was just something to listen and hear the music and hearing us back in church today. Back in church. If they put us out, we got no problem. We'll find some other way. But I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about what they're doing. I'm concerned about what me and you are doing. Because you see, this is going to prove what we are.
Right.
Irregardless of what takes place. You agree with me? This is going to prove what we are.
Amen.
We're going to show what we are by what we do and how that we handle things.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, do you think? I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying this is going to show what we are.
Right.
We're going to prove what we are.
Amen.
We're going to manifest what we are. Go ahead, what we got? Let's stand.
Of course, He touched me.
Shackled by a heavy burden,
not a carrier,
only the
real seed itself,
and
the Word of God, and a little bride. Anybody have a need? What about it? Who are you?
Joy that floods my soul, because
something
happened.
Surgery, and it just won't heal up, so let's just believe it. Let's just thank Him for it. Right? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lay our hands upon our sister. Believe in Your word that by Your stripes she's healed. Now take away the problem, the hurt, and the troubles with this tooth or whatever. You let it be You, Father. We love You. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
Praise Him, oh, I shall.
touch me.
What he has made us, and that he's waited, waited patiently on you and I.
I know he
to realize who we are and what we're doing.
And
oh, he touched me. Can you say that and just think about it? You think about when he first touched you.
Oh, the joy that floods my soul. Because something happened.
Now we're gonna go out, so remember now, follow the line and do what you're told to do. Remember the services that's coming Wednesday, Brother Bob. Will be ministering for us. And just pray that the Lord would bless.
Amen.
But if you don't think of nothing about the service today, you think of one thing. There is a was a woman past Mary, the bride of Christ.
Right. Amen.
She's here to finish this thing up. It'll all be done. Because she is his wife.
Amen.
She's not a carrier. You ended that with Mary. No carriers no more. The bride of Jesus Christ. Now do you see why? Without us, they cannot be made perfect. This is the finish of it. Just pray one for another.
Today. Happy Mother's Day again. How many people do you think is here today? 85 people here today. That's counting the ones in the cars and the one here. So thank you for coming. Thank you for electrifying the building. It's like Brother Joseph was saying, I believe that Shekinah glory come in when you brought it in. We've been kind of had a sparse little Shekinah glory, a little spark going on, but you brought it all in here today, so I think we've had a good time. So a few announcements, and let me clarify something Brother Dale was talking about. Wednesday night, we're going to do this same thing, okay? Seating the way you're seated. Seating now or downstairs. Everybody got that? So we're opening up Wednesday. Come if you wish, but this is the way we're going to sit. There's a lot of people. There's 28 or more or 30 people downstairs. So, but they're all sectioned off, and we've done a real good job with this. And they are going, when we dismiss, they're going to go out first. So we're going to sing and worship a little more up here. Wait till the bottom of the building gets cleared out. And then we'll go row by row, starting here, and work our way out the door so you can disperse out into the parking lot. And I know you're not going to stay 6 feet apart. So hand sanitize, wear a mask, wear gloves. I don't know, whatever you need to do. But I know we're happy to see each other. We've got some smiling, wonderful smiling faces, and we've been looking forward to this day. So Wednesday, 7 o'clock, we'll be doing this same thing. So no restrictions except for this distancing. Also Sunday, we will start again at our 10 and 2 o'clock services, starting on Sunday, 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. I want to talk to the small, me and Dad's already talked about the smaller kids having Sunday school class. Let's wait one more Sunday and see how this goes, okay? Then we'll go back to the regular Sunday school class. I'll still have mine because mine will be online, and it's been requested that we still do that. So that will be at 9:30, but regular service start at 10, and we'll do the full 30-minute service just like we're. Everything's all going back to normal except for this. Has everybody got that? Okay. Good to see you. Man, good to be. Good to be here. Also, we're looking at having maybe a youth meeting, back to our Saturday youth meetings. We'll see how it goes, but tentatively, like May the 30th, we'll have one that Saturday, but I want you to just pray about it. Please pray about it. Also, we'll have one in July. I think we may have Brother Andrew Glover come down and do a Saturday service, but we'll talk about that later on. And listen, I want you to report to us if anybody gets sick. Report it to us, please. Okay? Just to make sure, if anybody has a sniffles or whatever, you just say, hey, I didn't feel good after the service. Now, we're going to pray that that thing's not going to be, but just in case, we want to stop that thing just as soon as we want to quarantine it and get it stopped and get everything done right and do it. I believe if we'll do right with the things that we're doing, that God will honor that.
Amen.
I believe he will. I don't want us to provoke anything, like I said before, and I don't think we've provoked anything. So I think God's just let us just continue and continue on. And you know what? Always give him the honor and glory.
Amen.
Also, I want to report today that Sister Nyla wants to be baptized. So we're going to do that next Sunday, not this Sunday. Next Sunday, we'll have baptism service. So last time we had it, we had one or two and four came. So that four number's not bad.
Right.
But God bless you. Thank you. Don't cry. She's felt the pull. Brother Zach's felt the pull. Maybe this will just make us, I'll just pull us all back in.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. If this was starting a revival, man, with all these people in here, it just feels better. It feels like, and you know what? It makes me know one thing, Brother Dale and myself know that you want to come to church.
Right.
You don't want to stay home.
Right.
You want to come to church. I'm glad you got that revelation. A lot of people have not got that revelation. But I believe you got the revelation that we need to come together.
Amen.
We need to see each other.
Right.
You know, we're going to spend an eternity together. So,
amen.
So, and we'll never be apart anymore after this. So, but God bless you. If you need anything, call us, let us know. But like I said, we'll go ahead and sing again. Brother Joe will be leading the service. The downstairs can go ahead and dismiss. We're no second service today, so don't worry about that. But Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, remember again, come to church. We'll seat you just like we're doing now, Sister Freda. Yes. Yes, everything's open from now on as far as we know. Okay? As far as we, if everything's fine and everybody does what, yes, we're going to continue just like this from now on and then releasing a little more, maybe do some Sunday school and then, I know it's a little bit uncomfortable to sit downstairs. Maybe some of you would like to swap maybe next Sunday if you are up here in the sanctuary, just saying. There's some people downstairs that are sitting in those hard chairs for an hour or so, but you might want to swap around. But we'll start again, like I said, 7 o'clock, open service, except for the social distancing. Same way with Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. If you want to come to Sunday school class, you can at 9:30, my Sunday school class, and we'll seat you around where you can. It's been okay the past few times, so it's been all right with Brother Ryan, some of them coming. But God bless you. Thank you for being tentative, and Lord of mercy, it kind of flip-flopped. All the people with kids is up here, and they ain't had near the problem going to the bathroom, so maybe we'll, I don't know, just kidding. We need to put the kids in the back, but God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. There are gifts for you mothers that are in the sanctuary. I think Terrence has already given the ones out downstairs. I think he did. But as you go out, we're going, listen, when we leave, they're leaving in my Sunday school class. Terrence is bringing the ones in the kitchen. They're going out the kitchen door. We're going to go out the normal door that we go out of. Everything's been sanitized, but we'll leave. And you need to, the mothers, the sisters of the church, will get a gift as they go out the door. So God bless you. Thank you for everything. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Dale, for getting the gift for everybody. And, Brother Terrence has got the doors open, so they must be ready. So, So God bless you.
Go ahead. Sing that little chorus. Spread your wings.
So spread your wings, little eagle, and fly. Get you down or drive yourself.
of your